Well, billions more dollars have been wiped off the stock market today as the coronavirus-induced economic crisis escalates. It's no doubt a big worry for anyone with investments, especially those who rely heavily on their retirement nest egg. Our business reporter, David Taylor, is across all of the numbers for you. He joins me. Dave, what was the damage on the market today?
Yeah, Sam, across all the numbers, Linda, there are a lot of numbers to get across. And in preparing for this, usual thing that a reporter does, calls a lot of stockbrokers and asks what on earth is going on. One of the stockbrokers replied to me, said it's quite eerie at the moment, which is a sign, essentially, there weren't many people sitting around him, but also just the sense of how quickly the shares are falling. Now, nearly $100 billion was wiped off the value of shares today. The ASX 200 index, the benchmark index, fell 5.6%, or 271 points to 4,546. Most sectors in the red. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of where we're sitting at the moment, the index has now moved to where it was back in November 2012. The ASX from peak to trough is now down at 35%. That is not as bad as the GFC, the global financial crisis, where it fell 54% in total, nor is it as bad as the 87 crash, which was then followed by the 1991 recession, which was down 60%. Big hits, though. We've got Qantas, rose today up 2%, but we've got the CBA down 9% today, which is a huge hit. The Aussie dollar around 57.5. Clearly a lot going on.
Now, give it to us straight. How serious is this for those who rely or were planning to soon rely on their superannuation?
Hey, do you remember earlier in the year I said to you that we sort of broadcast the news that the superannuation sector had hit $3 trillion in January?
Yes, I do.
Well, think about it. I mean, we laugh, but it's kind of depressing. A third of that's now been wiped out. So it's really quite staggering. Now, Martin Fahey is the CEO of the Australian, of the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia. Now, we spoke earlier. And Linda, I just wanted to get a bit of a sense of his personal reaction to these unfolding events.
Well, these are clearly very anxious times. And we know from the GFC that if we can keep our heads and stay the course, we can recover the lost ground in the coming years.
What sort of communication are you receiving from the general public and from super funds? What's top of mind at the moment?
People are concerned about how their balances are being impacted. So for those people that are 2-3 decades from retirement, they're anxious to know, should they switch investment option? And the general advice is no, stay the course and you'll benefit from the recovery. And we know that's what happened in the GFC. For somebody who's in retirement, they will very often be concerned about, making sure that their capital is maintained and their fund will have set them up to put a focus on minimizing risk and managing their capital balance. And for those approaching retirement in the next 4 to 5 years, they're probably the most anxious as they see their balance and they worry about it. And what we're saying to those people is reach out to your fund, talk to your fund, get advice, and be very careful and considered in what you do.
AMP Capital's head of investment strategy, Shane Oliver, has a similar message.
And a very simple rule of thumb is that if you're young and you've got a long time to go before you retire, it's not as big a problem. Your balance will have gone down. But you've got a long time to recover. And in the meantime, you've still got money going into the share markets via the superannuation system, via the regular fortnightly payments at the superannuation guarantee rates. So you're actually taking advantage of the fact that share prices are 30 to 40% down from where they were a month ago, which should actually enhance your retirement savings by the time you retire. One of the worst things you can do is just sort of rush into it on an emotional basis and say, well, I've just lost, the market's down 37% or whatever it is, I'm going to get out now because that will just lock in a loss.
To ease the financial stress on some households, the government is opening the door for working Australians to access superannuation balances of up to $10,000 this financial year. In any other period of time, the move would be received with an enormous amount of scepticism. But some investment experts recognise there may be little choice for people struggling to get by.
I can understand why the government's done that, and I would support that initiative. Obviously, some individuals who are stretched financially may have to do that, and this is one way to put a bit of cash into their pocket. I would advise, though, that, and this is not specific advice, it's just a general observation, if individuals can hold off and rely on the expanded New Start payments, or bear in mind that they may not have to make any interest payments or debt servicing on their mortgage for 6 months, given the arrangements banks are now putting through, they could probably, if they can, rely more on that rather than go down the path of dipping into their superannuation. Because if they do dip into their super, then it does mean their balance will be reduced and they'll be selling down their super at a time when the markets are down, so locking in a loss.
Martin Fahy agrees it's no time to make a rash decision about your retirement finances.
They should exhaust other sources of funds from the government and other sources of support that are coming through before they do this. And we want to make sure that those people that need it most get it, and they get it in an efficient manner.
The CEO of the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, Martin Fahy, with our reporter David Taylor.